Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. Please enjoy this classic clip, which is available in full at patreon.com/Steel Wars. Why are you Mr. Sunday Movies?
Well, it started as Sunday to Sunday because I used to do movie news that it would last from Sunday to Sunday, which makes no sense. It should be Sunday to Saturday, you'd think, because it's like an extra Sunday in there.
Well, you could do it, but then the next week it'd have to be like Monday to Saturday to not cover.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
You're right. So that's how it started. And then it just kind of slowly... And Sunday to Sunday was taken, so then it was Mr. Sunday to Sunday. And then I was like, well, that's ridiculous.
That's Mr. Sunday to Sunday to you. Right.
So I ended up... And then my first channel got taken down. I re-registered Mr. Sunday Movies, and then that's kind of how it stuck. And now, like I said, that's it. This is it for me.
So if we're being a bit vague, is sure. Your YouTube channel, which is super popular and it's awesome.
Thank you.
Whenever big nerd news breaks, like a new trailer or something, I am refreshing, hoping that you'll do a breakdown.
Yep.
And so it's Mr. Sunday Movies on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it is... As far as I'm concerned, one of the big ones. You're getting the 7-digit.
Sometimes, if I'm lucky, if you get it out there quick and you get that sweet yellow text, you know you're all over it.
Oh, that sweet yellow text.
Yeah.
And so I figured that you had some nostalgia for in Australia on Sunday nights, it used to be movie night. And it was
you used
to have to pick with the three channels which movie you were going to watch.
It could very well be that. It could just be something that's kind of stuck in my subconscious.
You are retconning your life.
I think I am, yeah. I'm George Lucasing it, yeah. Yeah, you're probably right. But my parents never used to let me stay up on the Sunday night and watch the movies anyway. So maybe, yeah.
Or maybe that's a reflection
that's
of it.
Maybe it, yeah. This is me rebelling.
Do you want to lie on the couch? And we'll really analyze what your parents did to you.
Looks pretty good. I didn't notice. That's a bloody AT-AT pillow.
Yeah, I've got
this. Did you say AT-AT or AT-AT?
I'm an AT-AT guy.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Either way is fine.
Yep, sure.
It's, you know.
Because people get real funny about it. I've had people on Twitter being like, it's this, definitively.
It just depends which side of the imperial tracks you're from.
Sure, I'd imagine.
I also find it funny when people argue about stuff like that. It's just like...
Doesn't matter.
Come on, guys.
Yeah, it's okay.
Let's just all agree. It's a sweet vehicle.
It is, isn't it?
And it might make an awesome house in 20 years' time.
You ain't kidding. What was I going to say? Did you see recently the guy who did that stop motion scene in Empire Strikes Back was on acid, apparently, when he did that?
Phil Tippett.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it the AT-AT bit or was it something in Jedi that he was
Maybe
on acid?
It was something in Jedi, yeah. But that whole sequence is just incredible. Like, you watch that now, the stop motion still holds up. I don't know how. There's nothing like it.
Yeah.
Like, it's amazing.
And they actually studied, they got an elephant in.
Right, yeah.
To study the way the feet walked.
Yep.
Here's something I've been thinking about, though.
Sure.
How do they turn?
Oh, my God. Because the legs are just up and down, aren't they?
Yeah, like...
They can turn the head, but they don't...
Is it just like a toy?
Do the feet swivel?
Is it just like a toy where you just like... You go straight in a line, destroy...
Yep.
We'll get you at the other side.
We'll get you at the other end, yeah. You know what? We'll probably find out in bloody Rogue One. See how that goes.
Yeah.
I imagine we'll see a little bit more of that kind of stuff, hopefully.
Will we see it turn? Because I was thinking about this because... I think they'd announced a remote control AT-AT was coming out.
Oh, right.
Or something
like
that. And I was like...
Immediately, you were like, wait a minute.
I was like, oh, that's not good. It won't be able to turn. Wait, the real one can't turn. The real one.
Yeah.
So
no BB-8, is it? They could just go in any direction. Yeah.
Now,
oh man,
talk about how you got into being the master of content.
Oh, not about master. I basically about 2011. I just started this kind of side project where, you know, like I said, I'd do a bit of movie news and, you know, and just been like, these are the stories of the week. And it started to all kind of...
But how would you like express this? On YouTube?
On YouTube, yeah. So I just kind of go on and be like, you know, so there's a new trailer for what came out in 2011. I don't know. Don't even remember. Thor. I don't know. Whatever it was. And then it slowly all kind of gravitated towards like Star Wars, comic book movies, because that's where it kind of shifted. And I think... I think I'm the perfect age with the right kind of skills.
No, just end that sentence there. I think I'm perfect.
The end. But and I just had all this knowledge of growing up because, you know, I loved, you know, Star Wars and, you know, comic book characters and, you know, big blockbuster movies. And so it would just, and it kind of all kind of amalgamated into this breakdown of comic book characters and, you know, pop culture and Star Wars and, you know, Star Trek. And so I'm not an expert on any particular field. I think it's a mistake if you say that because people will tear you apart. But I know...
Come at me, fools.
But I know a little bit about everything, I think. So I know a little bit about Doctor Who. I know a little bit about Dragon Ball Z.
Well, I have to say, so, you know, I listen to the Weekly Planet each week.
Sure.
And
thank you.
I love it.
Do you love our shattering indifference to most things?
Oh, it did break my heart, the whole with Nick Mason, internet celebrity Nick Mason.
Bad,
his whole
there.
Like, what if it's just, you know, could just be a movie?
Yeah, I know. That was a big kind of, that was a big moment for me too, to be like, yeah, it could just be a movie.
I was like, I felt like it almost made me tear up when I'd hear it before the film. I'd just be like, can't just be a movie, all right?
It's
just
like it's beyond that.
I'm in a paddock in the UK looking at this old bomb shelter.
Yep.
That's a set of a film I haven't seen yet. It can't just be a movie.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, that became sort of like an ongoing joke of when he came on the live podcast on, I think it's EP 72, you know, when we did the Midnight Reaction podcast.
But he loved it.
It was chilling. Like, it just this thought of him just like going, yeah. Because there is so much, like, we're so super served now with, like, all these films that, you know, what if it's just Iron Man 3?
Exactly,
and it's just like,
fine.
I had a good time.
People would not accept that, though. Like, for me, I've found that my rating system, or our rating system, is it's either best movie ever or worst movie ever. It's not a real rating system, but it's just that's how people interpret things. Even if things are okay, people flip out.
I think it's the internet's rating system.
Yes, it is. It's the internet's rating system. And, like, it's okay for, except for Star Wars, it's okay for things to be just a movie. You know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to think of the last thing I saw. I don't know. I can't even remember. Like Deadpool. I like Deadpool. It's okay. It's fun, but it's a movie. You know what I mean?
I would actually rate that higher than just a movie.
Sure.
It's
a good movie. I shouldn't say it's just a movie.
Because when I saw it in America...
Yeah.
And it seemed like a party in the cinema.
Right, yeah.
Like, it seemed like a real celebration with... Like, people would just... Like, I don't follow... I'll go see every comic book movie.
Yeah.
But I only own Star Wars comics.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
So, I've got that. I'm free.
Yep, yep.
I don't have any, like, oh, that should be like that. His eyes are wrong.
I think that's the best way to be.
Yeah. And I think if I was the other way, I might go insane.
Yes. And there are people on the internet going insane because of that very reason. We just got the Spider-Man reveal and people are like, that's not the proper Spider-Man suit. The eyes are too small. How are they adjusting? What's wrong with his voice? Those real web shooters, like, calm down. Like, it's okay. Cool.
So then how did you team up with Meso? Let's get back to that.
Yeah, sorry. So he...
And Nick Mason, he's on a previous episode. I'm not sure what number it is.
Yeah,
but
he is. He's bloody... He gets around that bloke. But I just... He was a friend of my brother's, and they met when they were teenagers. And then we just kind of started... There was just a point where we just started hanging out and just watching movies. Every week we'd go see, like, two or three movies. And I'm talking, like... the Pierce Brosnan, James Bond, Tomb Raider. Do you know what I mean? Just any garbage, we'd just go and see it. And so there was like a 8-year period where we just did that like every week. So the conversations that we end up having are just things that we've just always kind of done.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the reason why people kind of like our show, is because we've, it's not a forced kind of two people together, like kind of struggling for things to say. We just, this is just conversations we have. I mean, obviously it's all heightened because it's all podcast, you know what I mean? Mm. You talk about very specific things and you want to hit certain topics, but, and then I went, I remember, it's weird because I went away for a few years and then I came back and then he was friends with like all these comedians, like, you know, you and a bunch of others. I'm like, oh, that's pretty awesome. So, so yeah, that's kind of how it happened. And then when I'd made the YouTube channel and I said, look, I'm thinking of doing a podcast, because I reached out to the guy at the one of the website that I'm on, Comic Book Movie, and I said, can I do a podcast? And he was like, sure. And I'm like, can I call it The Official Podcast? And he's like, whatever. So then it just went from there, and it's been, when do we start? End of 2014. So it's been that long.
Yeah, so Mason is, for those that don't know, he's a unassuming Tony Stark lookalike that drives trams around Melbourne, and he just started coming to comedy gigs, and like, he's such a cool guy that all the comedians sort of took him in as one of his own.
That's it, yeah.
And then I'm looking on iTunes at the rankings. Please leave me a sweet 5-star review, everyone, by the way. And you know, I look at the rankings every day to like work out my self-worth. And I kept seeing this, the Daily Planet. Oh, sorry. That's the Daily Planet. That's a total other thing if you're in Melbourne. That is.
Yes, it certainly is.
That is a brothel, everyone, in Melbourne, is the Daily Planet, which is.
It's an odd choice, isn't it?
It's just bizarre.
Is it brand recognition? I don't know what it is. I don't know what they're doing.
But anyway, so the Weekly Planet, and I'd see it and I'm like, God, these guys are always above me. They're killing it. And then I looked at the little cartoon picture and I was just like, man, that dude looks like Mason. And then I clicked on it and started listening. I'm like, that's Mason. And then the next time, I don't know if I rang him or tweeted him or just saw him in real life, but I was just like, what are you doing with this secret podcast? It's like rating way higher than mine.
And he doesn't.
I never shut up about my podcast.
Yeah, he doesn't talk about it. Unless you specifically ask him, he doesn't talk about it. I'm kind of the same. Like, a lot of people in my life don't know. They just like, they just think I just, you know, I don't know what they think I do. Just sit around. I just,
well, why on the logo, Mason's Mason.
Yes.
You're a goat head.
Yeah. Well, that was a joke. It wasn't even a joke. It's just an ultimatum we made years ago that I floated to him, that what would you rather be? Harrison Ford, like real life Harrison Ford, stuck in the Star Wars universe. And this is before he did The Force Awakens. So he hates Star Wars. He's sick of talking about it. Shut up about Han Solo. So you're Harrison Ford stuck in this nonsense universe you don't understand. Or you're Han Solo and you're in the real world, our world, and you've got the Millennium Falcon, except you're a goat. So... which one would you rather? So it's this nonsense scenario, and from there,
that sounds like a must-miss episode.
It certainly is. I don't. People always ask me, and I'm like, it's not a good story. But that is, and that's so. I just years ago, I just made that my avatar because I thought it's pretty stupid. So, and that's how it kind of went. But the reason, like, I contacted like Mason because I'm like, well, there's no one else I would rather kind of do this with. He's genuinely one of the funniest people I know, and he's just so sharp. And he's one of the kind of guys I feel like he could easily be a comedian, but he's just like completely indifferent to it. He's just like, whatever.
Too busy being an internet celebrity.
That's right. Exactly. He doesn't need it.
That's why I always say to people when they, you know, like, you know, people on TV or radio that try to get into stand up, it's just like, why are you climbing down the show business ladder?
Right. Yep. Yep. Like, sure.
Why are you doing it? It's no good down here. Go back up. To hear the full episode, along with hundreds of hours of bonus content, I would invite you to check out the Steel Wars Patreon page at patreon.com/Steel Wars. For just $3 a month, you get a dedicated RSS feed that easily pastes into any podcast app you use, sending the complete archives of Steel Wars episodes, along with bonus Patreon exclusives like movie commentaries, Q&As, and shows like the Making Steel Wars show, which I make exclusively for Patreon members with Jason Ward of MakingStarWars.net, where we try to find the news behind the news. Plus, you'll get the bonus segments from the call-in shows, which sometimes can be over an hour. And as well as all the bonus content, you get that warm glow that you are supporting this show you listen to each week. The idea behind Patreon is if lots of people chip in a little bit of cash, that content producers such as myself can still keep producing for you guys while still being able to feed our very cute Ewok-looking cats. There's a hungry cat involved in this, guys, as well as some sweet, sweet content. Check out all the super fun tiers and all the shows you're missing out on at patreon.com/Steel Wars. And may that force be with you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.